Good morning. How are you doing this morning? As always, there's been a lot happening in our world this week. Just to name a few, there's been these issues of immigration and deportation, hurricane, questions regarding our upcoming census, the ongoing statements of candidates, new and old, right? More discussion of a presidential impeachment, and many other things that are happening, right? And have you ever had days that no matter how you looked at your life, it was difficult to make sense of it all? I have, and I would guess that many of you do also. Well, today, I would like to ask you to join me in exploring how we can make sense of this moment and all the moments of our lives. So I'd like to tell a story. So true stories from the 1920s. There was a well-to-do gentleman who knew nothing about automobiles, but he bought an expensive new car and with very little instruction began driving it. After a short time, he complained to the dealer that everybody on the road was passing him. The dealer found that the man did not know there was a higher gear than second. The power and the speed were there. However, he was not using them because he did not understand anything about them. Well, our bodies are a vehicle, just like that car. We have within us all we need to empower our bodies, our souls, and minds to live a happy life. The 12 powers of which understanding is one are our God-given tools. Today is Power Sunday, and I have focused my talk on the power of understanding. The corresponding color for this power is gold, and the location is in our front forebrain, and the disciple Thomas represents understanding. In order to empower ourselves, we must understand how to do so. Spiritual understanding is the ability to know, perceive, comprehend, and spiritually see. Understanding is that faculty by which we receive enlightenment and insight. It is our capacity to give direct perceptions of truth and our faculty of spiritual intelligence. And when we combine our understanding with faith and love, great wisdom is usually experienced. To fully understand leads to a realization that there is always more to express. More life to fill with joy, more love to experience and be. Our lack of understanding of the true nature of this God-given gift of life by which we live chokes the power and energy in us and slows us down. Understanding comes natural to us. It is part of our essence. It expresses as intuitive knowing, which comes from that still small voice within. Your intuition or your inner teacher is your highest form of understanding. But there are two ways of gaining understanding. One is by following the guidance of spirit that dwells within us, and the other is to go blindly ahead and learn by hard experience, as did that man with the automobile. Today's world is very fast-paced, and all we must do is turn on our phones and our tablets to gain a lot of facts. But often, we still feel there's something missing. So we turn it on again, and there's still something missing. So have you ever really thought about your purpose in life in relation to this big picture of all those things I just talked about earlier? Reverend Douglas Bodoroff, a Unity minister, suggests that high salary jobs, numbers and kinds of the degree a person has listed after their names, and contributions people make to society are secondary to our true purpose in life, which is to be a living expression of God. If you consider your purpose to be centered in any other area than being an expression of God, the time will come when you will have no sense of purpose at all. Continuing, Bodoroff says, your purpose must be based on a factor that will always be relevant. And the only thing you have that you will always have is your spirituality. You have intelligence and you are clothed with a body, but you are primarily a spiritual being. As a spiritual being, you have a purpose. And when that purpose begins to dawn on you, you carry it into your chosen fields of expression, whatever that may be, bring a depth and meaning that will make your life worth living, whatever you are doing. I had that clearly shown to me on my trip to Europe this last month. Outside of being a Unity teacher, I am a Reiki master and therapist. And does everyone know what a Reiki is? Could somebody put their hand if they don't? Okay, some of you aren't sure. Well, I'd just like to clarify so you know what I'm talking about. Reiki is a healing technique based on the principle that the therapist can channel energy into the patient by means of touch. And by that, we activate the natural healing process of the patient and restore physical well-being. That's simply put. That work, Marie? There are several of us that are Reiki therapists here in this congregation, okay? So while on the riverboat traveling up the Danube in Europe, I found this most interesting. I was asked to give Reiki to 8 different fellow passengers. At first I asked myself, how did this person find me? Then I realized it is what I am about. I then did what I could to help relieve their discomfort. I believe my understanding and acceptance of who I am and why I am here drew each of those individuals to me. Bodoroff says, in simple terms, we can state that as a spiritual being, our purpose is to express the attributes of God in everything we do. Though this may sound like an oversimplification, consider if you are happy and fulfilled to the degree you are involved in expressing the attributes of God, some of which, and I'm just going to give you a bunch of them, love, life, peace, joy, compassion, harmony, freedom, prosperity, wholeness, fulfillment, intelligence, enthusiasm, security, and power. Those are just a few of the attributes of God. Are they not the essence of what you are looking for in everything you do? These are the very elements that compose your true identity as a spiritual being. And your desire to experience their external counterparts is really the bubbling forth of God's desire to express them through you. God is love. I believe the purpose of our life's journey is to help us understand what loving and being love really means. Divine love reaches into the depths of your being. This is Christ's love, an essential part of your spiritual nature. To more fully express love toward others, each other, we begin by cherishing that love of the Christ within ourselves. Loving has nothing to do with what we've done or not done. Loving has nothing to do with our achievements or lack of achievements, our education or lack of education, how we look, where we've been, or what we've done with our life. Love is simply recognizing that presence of God, that Christ within, that same presence in one another that we recognize in ourselves. Love is celebrating that presence. This Christ love within us is sacred and holy. We honor this presence of love within us as we love, we let our love shine in everything we do, whether it's cooking, vacuuming, helping a friend, or giving Reiki to someone you have no idea, and it show up in your life, right? This love guides us to be thoughtful and accepting in our interactions with others. When we really love somebody, we love them not because of who they are, but simply because they are. Who they are may delight us, or it may not. Either way, we can love them. To love someone does not mean we must like him or her or condone their actions. To understand that, when we look into someone's eyes, we're looking into the eyes of another child of God, into the eyes of the Christ. When we realize God is our spiritual partner, we gain a clearer picture. When I view the world through spiritual eyes, I can better understand people and circumstances. When I understand, I use my mind to grasp the facts, yet I can also use my emotions to embrace the totality of a situation. I can be someone who empathizes also with those who came to me on the riverboat, especially the men who came at their wife's urging. I sensed their discomfort. What is this Reiki thing all about? Was it going to hurt? Reassuring them before I started helped relax them. This is true spiritual understanding, when I can see not only with my eyes, but with my heart. Charles Fillmore's grandson, Ralph Rhea, wrote an article called An Understanding Heart. And in it he asked, if you could choose one thing above all other things, what would you choose? If you could have one prayer immediately answered, what would you ask for? All of us love to speculate on what we would ask for. Think of some of the times there's a big lottery jackpot and the list of stuff that you have in your mind that you would do or get, right? It gets you all excited. Well, suddenly you're told, you can have what you want. Ask for it. Well, in the Bible, there's that story of Solomon, who was given this choice. He did not ask for riches. He did not ask for power. He did not ask for the destruction of his enemies. He did not even ask for a long life. His request was simply, Lord, give thy servant an understanding heart. First Book of Kings, chapter 3, verse 9. And it is written that because he chose the greatest gift of all, he received not only an understanding heart, but in addition, many blessings he did not ask for. Rhea asks us if we have not said at one time or another, if only I had more understanding. Haven't we all felt that more understanding would be the greatest gift we could possibly receive when we face some tough decisions and situations? Like Solomon, we can pray for an understanding heart in relationship challenges. There are times when an understanding of some person or situation makes our life easier and helps us avoid some unnecessary difficulties. In our search for physical healing, many of us are greatly helped by developing an understanding of a situation. During the years of my husband Jim's challenge with heart failure, I also was faced with a physical challenge. I was fortunate to have very caring professionals to talk over my concern and loving prayer support from many understanding hearts in this congregation. This has taught me the greatest thing I can give someone who turns to me for help is understanding. And through my understanding heart, I can help him or her to find understanding within himself or herself. How do we increase our understanding? Well, we may look outside of ourselves for ideas or suggestions about how to have a greater understanding of God. To truly expand our relationship with God, we must turn within. In the silence of one's soul, we pray, give me an understanding heart, Spirit. Bodorov has said, it is for us to express the attributes of God. You're being reminded of that today, both in the daily word and in my talk. It's not a coincidence. I really didn't read the daily word before I wrote this talk. We do this by discovering the Christ within us, experiencing and knowing our oneness with God, so that we live our lives centered in God. And then something of glory, light, permeates everything in our life and everything we do. Our relationship with God is important and is nurtured by devoting time and attention in the form of prayer and meditation. And you knew that was coming. During prayer and meditation, you awaken to a new understanding. You stretch forward in your thoughts and your faith beyond that which you have so far accepted as ends and aims and goals. There is something that whispers. There's that still small voice. There is yet more to life. There is yet more in you to be unfolded and expressed. Listen to that still small voice. Be aware when you know something and you cannot pinpoint where you learned it. That is your intuition kicking in. This is spiritual understanding. This something is the Christ in you, the God self of you. The Christ within you understands that which you alone can never understand. The Christ within you sees past hostility, fear, anger, past what appears unjust. And there's a lot of that out there today. The Christ within you knows that there is absolute justice, knows that God's law of order is always at work. Today, see with the eyes of the Christ. Go about your day with clarity of mind and peace in your soul. You have the power of understanding to guide you and to assure you that all is well in your world. For the Christ within you knows beyond reason, sees beyond doubt or fear the good in every situation. The title of my talk, Making Sense of This Moment. And how do you accomplish this? We come to a spiritual understanding of who we are and why we are here. With this, life takes on new beauty, and everything in your life falls into place. We use the spiritual power of understanding when even the briefest of moments, we appreciate the world through the eyes of spirit. Understanding is that power of perception that allows us to know always that good is expressing. Centered in God, you are at peace, filled with joy and a sense of divine destiny, a sense of purpose, and a sense of wonder at the constant unfoldment of truth in your consciousness. When your purpose is clearly defined, and when you commit your heart, your mind, and your all to God, the path before you is open and filled with light. As Emily Cady teaches in Lessons in Truth, authentic spiritual understanding is a spiritual birth, a revelation of God within the heart of humankind. And a spiritual birth demands a death. Unless we awaken to our essential nature as spirit, it is not just humankind, but we ourselves who fail to receive the gifts of spirit. As Katie elaborates, unless truth is revealed unto thee by my Father who is in heaven, where is heaven? Right here within us. It is of no practical benefit to you or to anybody else. As we become illumined with general spiritual understanding, service is not a prescription nor a viable option. Rather, we naturally feel compelled to serve others, quote unquote, others, right? Because we know at the depths of our being that in truth, there are no others. There is but one of us here.